Believe it or not, a bipartisan deal may be in the works in Washington, and it's on infrastructure.
We just had a very productive meeting with the President of the United States.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer made the announcement earlier today.
We agreed on a number, which was very, very good, $2 trillion for infrastructure.
We'll have details on that meeting from our correspondent in a moment.
First, a reminder that infrastructure is a favorite talking point for the president.
Infrastructure, we're going to start spending on infrastructure big.
This is a $1 trillion investment in infrastructure.
The easiest thing is infrastructure. They want it, I want it.
Today's meeting was the first on the topic since Democrats took control of the House in January. Both parties have talked a lot about infrastructure as a theoretical point of compromise, but there hasn't been a lot of action.
Trump released an infrastructure plan early last year, but it's gone nowhere in Congress. And that's meant no movement on bridges and roads across the country that are in desperate need of repair.
One of them is the Brent Spence Bridge in Cincinnati. President Trump promised to replace it during the campaign. On this program in 2017, we heard from Joe Dreyer, who had a flooring business and said he crossed the bridge two or three times a day.
Cars will be broke down and we'll be on it for half hour to an hour at a time, and the whole bridge just shakes.
2 years later, the bridge remains as rusted and traffic jammed as ever.